Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions from my lucky dip today. Carol's asked, or Carol, not quite sure, how to evolve from being a more classic dresser to a more adventurous, creative one. By the way, I sew all my clothes, so I have a lot of freedom in choice of style and fabric. I already wear a lot of different colours and am not afraid of patterns. I think I want to start adding more different textures within one garment for more interest. I need to keep pushing myself, otherwise it's too easy to slip back into old patterns. And that is so true, isn't it? It's very easy to get stuck in our style ruts and not move on. So the thing is if you've been dressing more classic, part of working out what's actually going to work for you that you'll feel comfortable in rather than uncomfortable in. And this is where I often recommend like little baby steps instead of going one day I'm classic, the next time I'm really creative. That could be too much. It could feel quite uncomfortable. So I would think about just adding a little bit at a time. And you could just start by, as you sew, adding some creative detail to your more classic outfits. Maybe you can add some sort of detail to them. Maybe as a sewer, you could just modify some things that you have to make them more creative. That could be something to think about. And then as you make clothes, one of the things I would do is I would do a little bit of research on what your version of creative is, because there's no one way of being creative. One person's creative is somebody else's conservative. And so this is where you need to work out what is your way. So it could be that you're thinking about, I just want to wear, you know, or like my version of creative might be, it's just small little details of creativity. And for somebody else, it's the whole hog. So I think, you know, maybe looking through Pinterest or looking through, you know, just doing Google images of creative style, but Pinterest is a great way of finding these sorts of things. And actually going, well, how do I like multi-textured garments? Or how do I like, you know, different things being put together? Do I like different colours, different textures, different patterns? Do I like asymmetry? Do I like some unusual construction? Do I like deconstruction? I mean, there's so many different ways of incorporating your creativity into your style. So part of it is figuring out is what is your way? And that can take a little bit of research. So I might be doing that first. And then thinking about, okay, well, if you say, you know, I really dislike symmetry, I like asymmetry, then it could be, how can I add some more asymmetry into my garments? It could be, I want to make a neckline asymmetrical or a hemline asymmetrical or just, you know, a zipper asymmetrical, something like that, or some sort of asymmetrical features. Or it could be the other way around where you like the symmetry and you go, asymmetry is not for me. So therefore, how can I add creativity in? So for you've mentioned you'd like some mixing textures, so then it's thinking about how could you mix these textures into different garments, and that could be, you know, actually adding different textural elements to one garment, or it could just be layering different garments together that have different textures. So it is worth thinking about how you want to do it for you, because there's no one right way, particularly with creativity. It is in some ways one of the broadest personality dressing styles because it can be done in so many ways and it has to be right for you. It could be mixing patterns, it could be mixing patterns and textures, you know, or one pattern, one texture, things like that. But I would just recommend just adding a little bit at a time. So it could just be adding what creative details could I add to what I'm already wearing, particularly if you are wearing more classic, more conservative, more traditional sorts of clothing right now. Hopefully that gives you a little something to think about how you want to go towards the new version of you. But I think looking around, noticing what you love, even collecting a Pinterest board full of images of styles that you really love, and then actually noticing what is it that I love about each of them, and then seeing what is in common from one image or one outfit to the next, that really appeals to your aesthetic, because that's partly what you're looking for. It's like what appeals to your aesthetic, and then you can start creating your own version. So look, lucky you that you can sew. You have so many more options than the people who haven't got that sort of skill. I think sewing is such a great skill to have. Question two comes from Jen, who says, how to build a wardrobe during my weight loss? It's been rather difficult. So this is one of those things that if you have to, you know, go down multiple sizes, building a, you know, like having a wardrobe that works as you go through but not spending a fortune is something you'll want to think about and probably think about quite carefully. So I know that I've done things like, say, when I was pregnant, so, you know, pregnancy back to regular wardrobe, that's one of those kind of weight loss journeys where you go, I need to have some clothes, but they don't need to last a long time. So I don't necessarily want to spend a lot of money on them. So this is where I would look at building yourself a capsule wardrobe that really works together during your period of weight loss, so that you are not needing, you know, like that you've only got a few garments, that you're not replacing a whole wardrobe at the same time. Also, too, thinking about the fabrics you are choosing and looking for things that have some stretch, because you'll tend to find these will last through a couple of sizes in a way that a woven may not. And then also looking for things like going, can I just make a little alteration? Can I take this in a little bit to make it work for a bit longer whilst I'm losing weight until I get to the point where I want to replace my whole wardrobe? But even when you do get to that point of going, I need to replace my whole wardrobe, I'm now at my goal weight, I want to stay at this kind of shape and size, you could need to A, work out what your current body shape is. It may have changed from with your weight loss, and you might find your body variations. There might be a whole lot of physical changes that you need to come to grips with about what actually works for the new version of you. And you know, and this is a great time kind of to reassess your whole style. And then as you are building a wardrobe, again, I would recommend start with capsules. Like start with one capsule for work and maybe one capsule for, you know, casual or home or going out. And then gradually build from there. That's going to give you the best kind of outcome. So the least number of clothes for the maximum, or garments for the maximum impact that you can have. And remember, you've got accessories and things like that, which you can add and layer and do things with, that will give you that variety that you are after when you only have a small capsule of clothes, but kind of just gradually build up, do it in a thoughtful, conscious way. But yeah, things like, you know, stretch fabrics are really your best friend during this time. And just even particularly if you're on that, you know, stage in between where you need to buy something because the old clothes are falling off you, but of course you're not at your goal weight, it could be doing things like, you know, buying cheaper, buying on eBay or buying secondhand, thrifting, or just going to, you know, the kind of cheaper mass market retailers like a Target or somewhere like that, where you're not spending a fortune, but you're still getting something that's going to see you through this period. And you want to feel good in your clothes as well. It's really important that, you know, during this period, you want to feel good in yourself, because this is going to help you, motivate you to keep going on your weight loss journey. So hopefully there's a few little tips there for you, Jen, that's going to help you as you are losing weight. And congratulations, because I know it's a massive amount of work and dedication and willpower to do it. So good on you. Last question comes from Kate. The challenge is reinventing my style without completely replacing my wardrobe for a distinctly new phase in my life. I'm moving from the corporate world to going back to university as a very mature age student, wherein I feel comfortable and self-expressive without either standing out too self-consciously, so the clothes are wearing me, or entirely effacing myself, so boring tees and jeans. And I know this is a very different environment, going into that very casual university environment, back to being a student after having been in the corporate world. They are two very different kinds of, you know, places and dress codes. The thing is, I think this is where defining your personal style is the first thing you want to do, because if you don't know who you are and how you want to express yourself, it's very hard to take that information. Like a style recipe is a key touchstone. It really is. Because what you'll find is when you take that style recipe, your style recipe should work for your entire life, not just my work life or my home life or my student life. So it is looking at, what is my style recipe? What is a style recipe that works for the whole of me? That's when you know, when you've got the style recipe that works for the whole of you, that's when you know you've really nailed it. So thinking about what is a style recipe that works for you as a whole, and then going, okay, well, I just need to adapt my more corporate clothes to a more casual look, but it still is a representation of my style recipe. So I'd recommend doing some work on your style recipe, working out what it is for you, particularly going forwards. It is something that we do want to reassess every year or two, because, you know, things change, lifestyles change, all those sorts of things, and style recipes change as well. Your kind of where you are in your style journey changes, what you're really into changes. And I do remember the late and wonderful Brenda Kinsale. She would often talk about that she was currently, in fact, just before she passed, she was actually in a process of reassessing her style recipe. And I imagine her website's still there, that she was talking about how she was doing it. But I do remember over many years, she'd just talk about, you know, I'm reassessing my style recipe because I've noticed something new has come into my life that I'm really appreciating and I'm wanting more of. And so that can be something that's really important to grasp. As you're feeling, you know, I'm feeling that I want a little bit more of. I know that the word glamorous has appeared a little bit more in my style recipe. I wouldn't say I'm overly glamorous. It's not my kind of dressing style. But just feeling like there's a bit of swish, you know, swoosh in my outfits, or a little bit more glamour in my outfits, is something that I've noticed in the last year or so. And that's something that, you know, you can... It just is kind of, you might find that there's tweaking changes as you go through your life. So I'd say, figure out your style recipe and then see how you can then create casual outfits that still represent who you are out of the clothes you already have. It's like, don't wear the whole suit. But, you know, the thing is, particularly as a mature age student, the young students aren't expecting you to dress like them. I mean, this is one of those things. It's like, we often think, I have to dress the same as everybody I'm going to be mixing with, and you don't. It's a bit like, I might go to the bank in a pair of shorts and a t-shirt, but I do not want my bank manager to be wearing that, because I expect my bank manager or my bank, you know, person I'm going to see to be dressed more conservatively and in a professional attire. So just, you know, so this whole thing of, like, dress like your clients or dress like the people you're around is not necessarily true or the best advice, depending on what you're doing. And nobody expects a very mature age student to dress in the same way as a 19 or 20 year old is dressing. So don't worry too much about that. But you could think about, well, what makes me comfortable? Maybe if you are bringing in, say, you know, you've got some jackets or something, but you can wear those with your jeans. And that could be, it's a very smart way. It's adding those jackets that you had from your corporate life into the jeans. Now, if you had some kind of corporate suits and pencil skirts, maybe the pencil skirts won't work so well, but maybe there's a way you can use them, depending if they're in colors or depending what they're like, that there might be ways you can use those garments. Think about mixing them up. So mixing those levels of refinement. So going, I'm taking my higher level of refinement and I'm adding something a bit lower, and that's looking at the accessories and looking how everything you put together. So suddenly that ex corporate world piece of clothing no longer appears so corporate world. So just thinking about how you can play with that. And I do have some blog posts about kind of mixing levels of refinement and also even, you know, kind of dressing up, dressing down, all those sorts of things that it could be worth looking at. But I'd say the number one tip would be to go reassess your style recipe and figure out what it is that, you know, how you want to be perceived, so that you are still expressing you, and that you're not, you know, just wearing the whole corporate uniform to the new university environment, because I think that is something that is, you know, going to be important for you to feel comfortable in this new environment as well, and also to be able to communicate with people and make friends and all that sort of stuff. Now, Sue said, I noticed a little comment just come up. Sue said, let's talk about glamour. What is it about glamour that you would like to talk about? I love a bit of glamour. You know, and it's one of those things that when I think about that word, and the thing with any style recipe is, it's what does that word mean to you? It's your own interpretation of it that is really important. It's not your... You know, it doesn't have to be a dictionary definition. It doesn't have to be somebody else's. It's what it really means to you and how you'd express that in your own style. And so for me, glamour can mean, you know, like a bit of swoosh, a bit of kind of like flair or something, a bit of like fabric movement. Or it can also mean for me, some part of it's been pattern, adding more pattern in. It can mean big pieces of jewelry. Like, there's lots of different things it can mean. But for me, a part of it was going, rather than, you know, I tend to wear much more fitted and go, you know, I want things with a bit more flow to them. And that for me felt a bit glamorous. So Sue's saying fur, feathers and flowers. So yeah, absolutely fur. I always find fur, there's definitely a feeling of glamour. Feathers too, because they've got that as well. And flowers and sparkle. Yeah, gotta love a bit of sparkle as well. So it's thinking about how can you add those elements if that is something that's important to you. And making sure it's in every single outfit. So even when you're really casual, so I've got a really casual t-shirt, super casual, but it's got Crazy Whippet Lady written across the front in pink glitter. So even though it's super casual, it's got that glamorous sparkle. And it doesn't look like I'm trying to wear evening wear in the daytime. So it can even be looking for those little details that add in, you know, those little parts of you, that little expression of you that you are looking for in your style recipe. So I think, you know, style recipe is such a useful tool. If you have not got one, then I would recommend, and it's one of those things, it will change, but just start with something and start trying it on. Use it as a touchstone when you go shopping. Use it as something that will help you make better decisions. Use it as a touchstone when you're creating outfits every day. And then if it's not quite working, then start tweaking it. Or if you just feel like, you know, I'm missing this thing, there's something I'm missing, well, that's when you can reassess it and bring a different word in, lose a word. It doesn't necessarily have to be the things you automatically do. That if you, you know, it's a bit like Jill Chivers has said, she doesn't need to have leopard print in her style recipe, because leopard print is a given. It's the other things that she wants in it that she has to be reminded of. So it is that sort of thing. So it's like, it could be that if you are always like, you're going, yeah, I like to be comfortable, but if I just automatically always choose comfortable clothing and comfortable fabrics and comfortable shoes, I don't need to have comfortable in my style recipe because it's a given. But what I might need to be reminded of, which is why I have my style recipe, might be add that touch of glamour or add that touch of individuality or whatever it is that is in your style recipe that you might need to be reminded of so you don't get into that boring or, you know, that kind of like I've lost my personality. So it's adding those little things in. And look, and I always think too, particularly when we are young, and I vaguely remember being young and at university, we might look at particularly older women and, you know, there is an expectation that you're going to be a little bit more put together. You're going to have a more exciting wardrobe. You might have better jewelry, all that sort of stuff. You've had a lifetime to build those things up. So there's no necessity for you to dress down in the way that someone who's just come out of high school may have been wearing a school uniform all their life, and has very little in their wardrobe, and they may not have had the income yet to even create themselves a wardrobe. Plus, they are still in a period of their life where they're still very much getting to learn who they are. I think really until you're 25, you kind of have very little idea. You know, it's like, I'm starting to get to know myself. I'm trying things on. I'm trying other things on. I'm trying to work out who I am. You're at a different stage in your life. And I think, you know, you could be an amazing role model for all those younger students who may be looking for their style. And who are slopping about in their t-shirts and jeans because they feel like they just have to wear what everybody else is wearing, which I really think is, you know, something that, unless it's really important to you, it's not something you actually have to take seriously. So hopefully that helps. Well, thank you for your questions. Please keep sending them to me. And just to let you know too, I do have a free webinar on at the moment with some tips on how to take your style from ordinary to inspired. You can find the link to register and watch it on the homepage of my blog at insideoutstyleblog.com. It's only available for a few days, so do watch it now before it disappears. And I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.